Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, your go-to cannabis talk show for news, education, and resources. I'm Jen.
Yes, and I am Earl, and we are here to learn together to get a well-balanced understanding about cannabis.
Yes, and today we're going to talk about adult use laws for recreational cannabis in Michigan specifically.
Yes, that's right, because there's a lot of confusion.
A ton of confusion.
Between adult use laws and medical use laws and where you can acquire. So it's going to be a nice little informational topic for the day.
It is. So be sure to subscribe to our channel and share this video with your friends. That's how we grow our base.
Yes, YouTube. YouTube channel. You go to cannabistherapynetwork.org. There's a website there for resources. You also see some of our archives.
Yep.
But just go straight to YouTube. You can type in G3 Cannabis Therapy.
Yep.
You can type in Cannabis Therapy Podcast. You can type in G3. Whatever it is, type it in.
Just come and see us.
Yes, and subscribe to our channel, please.
Please, please, please.
And share it, right?
Please share it.
Yes.
Please share it. All right, let's go right into it with Nug News. What do you got for us, Earl?
Nug News! Nug News is sponsored by Tiggity, T-I-G-G-I-T-Y, app.com. It is your first therapeutic journal app that allows you to journal how cannabis and cannabis products actually affect you. So you record that information, and you can go back and track and back and track.
Backtrack.
You can go back and track and find products based upon how you intend to feel. So if you want to go to sleep, or you want to be calm, or you want to relax, or you really want to focus or be creative, you can actually find those products based upon that through your journal.
Exactly.
And also, we are sponsored by, first time, Craft Cannabis Club.
Yay!
Yes, craftcannabisclub.org. It is the first private club for working professionals who are looking to get into the industry or who are in the industry and want to network and want to educate and share resources with other like-minded people.
Yes, it's a cool place. So thank you guys for sponsoring.
Yes, and that's where we're recording at right now. Bam! Nug News. I got one. You ready?
Start with Michigan.
Michigan is trying to increase legal weed participation in these 19 cities. Which means, so Michigan just came out with a social equity, which we're going to get into in the license in details. But there's a social equity program that was kind of in the law that they had to create, but just kind of like just create one.
Right.
It didn't give them any kind of what way or how to do it.
It just had to be there.
Right. And they actually did a work group and they took some of their feedback. They actually listened and took their feedback.
Wow.
And in some of these cities, such as Detroit, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Pontiac, and there's more, you can read the article. But those cities where people were disproportionately, unfairly treated by the war on drugs, well, war on marijuana itself, this plant, which is now legal, they're going to allow them to get discounts on applications.
Which just makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have to do that.
Which is one thing, hopefully, I hope it does work out. But again, those 19 cities also have to opt in.
Right.
And they also
have to participate
with the program as well. And there also has to be real estate available for them to actually work out.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, check out the article. It's a good one in regards to the
Pontiac
social equity program.
Pontiac is in that too.
Yactown. I grew up in Yactown.
I know.
I was born and raised in Yactown.
I know.
Yactown. All right, next one. New marijuana bills for Michigan are a sea of change on how to treat marijuana entrepreneurs. This is by Metro Times. Meaning, during the medical marijuana licensing, for those recreational, just medical marijuana licensing, they pretty much treat it, if you wanted to apply and you were a caregiver or you, you know, quote unquote, were in the gray area, they wanted to treat you as if you were just a raper.
Okay.
Raper, rapist, whatever, you know, you call that.
But
now the tone has kind of changed. Now, if you were a caregiver, they're actually giving you discounts.
That's kind of cool.
Like a 25% discount.
I mean,
oh, 10%.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you get 10. And also, if you have a marijuana conviction on your record, as long as it doesn't involve any minors, which is obvious, they will not hold that against you.
Yay.
Which is coming, because it's interesting, because, I mean, they kind of over-regulated it with the whole medical side of it, and they saw that that market wasn't going to survive the natural caregiver market that was already there. Or they weren't going to out-compete that, or the black market itself, which black market, I don't like saying that, but the illicit market or the unregulated market, I mean, you know, black ice, black, whatever.
Right.
No, it's just illicit market. So they're trying to now encourage people to get involved. Do you think people are going to...
I could see it going both ways.
Yeah. it's kind of wait and see.
Yeah.
I see them trying because they can't, I mean, they, the market is not going to survive unless caregivers or those who are in that gray area come and actually get engaged in this regulation market.
So it's good that there's a try.
It is. So we'll see. I'm going to go national.
Yay.
Some North Carolina lawmakers want to ban smokable hemp. It looks too much like marijuana.
Don't tell them it's marijuana.
Oh my goodness. Hemp is marijuana.
Whoa.
I mean, to read this article, just read it. The reason is, for years, people, law officers and the judicial system has taken advantage of forfeiting people's property.
Right.
And getting access to search people's homes based upon the smell. But now that hemp is actually descheduled,
mm-hmm.
hemp looks like marijuana, smells like marijuana, grows like marijuana, because marijuana. It is marijuana.
I mean.
But so now, so they want to, the plea is law officers have too much, it's going to make them too hard for them to discern.
Well, I have a very easy solution.
Yes.
Just leave them alone.
Yes. How about you just...
leave them alone.
All marijuana. How about that?
It's marijuana.
It's a plant. It was never supposed... it never had any reason whatsoever to become illegal for any kind of health issue.
No.
It was just because of who smoked it. It was political. Now we understand that. Own up to it. Man up. Let's say, you know what? That was fucked up. Okay?
Right.
It was. Own up and move on. But don't sit here and try to be like, oh, well, that's
Well, that's just too confusing.
Yeah,
I don't know the difference.
Oh, my God, I have to do my job. I actually have to see and investigate. Oh, okay, read that. Senate hearing represents a step toward providing marijuana banking access. Reason why, we always talk about these bills and this and that. But, so, becoming more politically, adept. And, the Senate is majority Republican.
Right.
And the House is majority Democrat.
Right.
So the issue is, even if something was to get to the House, then the Senate will argue about it. If something wasn't in the Senate, then the House. So basically, the Senate actually has agreed to hear the banking, which is one of the first times in this century.
Like ever.
Yes, that this has ever happened. So the fact, that doesn't mean it has legs, it may go somewhere.
But at least they're willing to be open to this.
Yes. And if it does pass it and it has a vote and it passes and it goes to the House and it's Democratic House, it's looking like they actually come up with some banking,
right.
Regulations.
Which is good because we really need that
kind
of structure.
True that. True that. Last but not least, we have top congressional chairman and presidential candidate filed marijuana legalization bills. This is in Forbes magazine, which, marijuana legalization is huge this upcoming presidential race. I believe this was... presidential candidate Harris, and a chairman, but they're talking about expungement. They're talking about federally taking it from a Schedule One and just treating it almost like apples. So it's kind of one of the most impressive, and the people are just coming full throttle with
right.
this. I mean, it's just a whole different. Like 4 years ago,
it would have never, it would have never been brought up.
Not talking about marijuana,
right?
But now it's like, unless you are coming with your
now
A
you
game,
to.
You're not going to get voted in,
right?
Because we're voting now. I'm voting.
I'm voting.
Hopefully you're voting. Let's vote. Power to the people. Plant power. That's my news.
And on to our main topic, adult use cannabis laws in Michigan.
Yes.
This is a great topic.
It is. It is. A lot of confusion. We're going to talk about everything you need to know about the adult use marijuana laws personally, and we're going to get into some of the business licensing as well.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start off with the retail sales. Everybody is December 6, 2018. It went recreational. Where do we buy it?
Where can I buy it? You can't buy it.
Nowhere.
You can't buy it.
Nowhere. So people are actually going into the medical marijuana facilities.
Don't do that.
To purchase. Because right now, you think if you're 21 or up, you just walk in there, you can do that. So until there are marijuana retail stores for adult use, only medical marijuana card holders can actually obtain marijuana in a marijuana facility store.
That doesn't change.
Which, a couple months away. We're a couple months away. So hopefully they're going to start. As of now, it looks like they're going to start taking applications a little early this fall.
Right.
So come November, they may start taking applications. And come really, by December. Because the first stores that actually, for the first 2 years, who get to have the first dibs are the medical marijuana facilities. Which they already went through all
because
the...
Because they're, it makes...
They're already
sense.
Operating. Mm-hmm. But the question is just going to be how much product is going to be available for the medical and then also for the recreational,
right.
Which is AKA adult use. I don't like the word recreational because sometimes
like
we're playing
it, yeah.
Yeah, pickup joint or something.
Right.
Like this, I'm picking up a joint. Recreational time, right?
But yeah, so don't go in the medical marijuana shops and expect them to sell to you. Don't make it uncomfortable for them.
Exactly. But do keep in mind, in the meantime, it is still legal for anyone 21 or older to gift cannabis mm-hmm. to someone else. Like, she just gifted
Here.
Me
yeah.
this cannabis.
I'm gifting
Thank
you that. That's yours now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can
Thank
keep
you.
That.
And I gave her no remuneration, meaning no money.
Right.
I got you later. So you can do that, and also up to 15 grams of concentrates. Remember, 2.5 ounces of flour is different than actual concentrate form.
Right.
That's even cartridges too.
Yes.
Okay. So that's that. What about cities and townships? So, cities and townships have until November 1st, which is a couple months, to ban it. If you don't ban it,
it's allowed.
It's good.
It's automatically your city is opted in. They have to take steps to ban it. That's how I understand it.
It's true.
Okay.
Now, do you think there's a lot of bans so far or no?
I am so surprised by how many bans there are. Waterford banned it.
Yes!
So angry. So now we're going to have to do an episode of how I appeal it.
Did they really?
They banned it. They're on the list.
As of when? Like,
last time I checked, yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, no, so it's the thing. Okay, everybody's like, okay, it's legalized. Woo-wee! And then your city, the city level, that's where the rubber meets the road. If the city doesn't allow it, or if there's not enough zoning places that they
right.
actually zoned it, then there's still going to be limited access, mm-hmm. which is going to make people go back to the grayish or illicit or unregulated market.
Right.
Which, hey, whatever. Power to you. So, but they have until November 1st. So if your city has not done it yet, you can still go down to City Hall. You can talk to them, tell them your proposal. It's going to take some work,
mm-hmm.
But you can still do that.
Yeah.
And some people also, they're banning it because, you know, you think the sky's falling.
And they're just nervous. They don't want to be the one to be the tester.
You know, you're going
to
smoke. All the black guys are going to start taking all the white women.
Jazz
clubs. Taking them to jazz clubs. And then, you know, they're like, rrr. All right, whatever. So that's that.
Why don't you ever take me to a jazz club?
Because Reefer Madness is a lie. It is a lie. Okay? I don't know. All right. Social use. So, and the new adult use laws. Here you go.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I went out. Apologize.
That's why you're getting it back.
Delegation. So they are going to allow social use. It's going to be social use. We're going to talk about license types in a minute. But that's good news. They're going to allow social use. They're also going to allow tasting.
Like wine tasting?
Well, actually, it's for more employees.
Oh, okay.
And for staff. Well, say, for example, you have edibles or you have product and you want to take it there.
Yeah.
And you want to kind of try it to see if it's good quality before you obtain it as a store.
That makes sense.
They're going to allow that to actually be tasted. But at the same time, they're going to be able to get a designated area in their facility to allow for social consumption.
Cool.
But it's going to be limits. It's going to be, you know, THC limits and milligrams. I mean, who knows?
And, like, how much you can actually take
yeah.
and how many samples you get.
But, I mean, they're listening to us, but we'll see how it's actually going to be implemented. But, I mean, it's a big, I mean, not everyone has a place that they can smoke. Some people live in government housing.
Right.
Or apartment buildings. Or they're renting a place and their landlord does not allow them to smoke. So what they got to do, they go in their car or, you know, you sit in a corner looking like, you know, you're
mm-hmm.
in, like, middle school. I don't know if you smoke weed in middle school in a corner. But, you know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, there's other alternative places to smoke.
Right.
So it's definitely a need. So we'll see how that goes. Another thing to know. Medical and recreational marijuana can be sold in the same store. Meaning,
that's kind of cool.
Now, in Colorado, they kind of have like two lines. They have
right.
like one for medical, one for recreational, and there's different taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you still have to make sure there's an uninterrupted supply for those who are truly needing it.
Right.
For a medical condition.
Right. Like, if you have a medical condition, you should get that before I get it.
Exactly. And then there's the whole recreational. But then again, you feel like some of these stores are going to go more towards recreational. Because it is cheaper now to operate as a recreational store.
And
than
it's a
it
bigger
was.
Client base.
It is. So we'll see how that goes, how the supply and demand goes. But if you're looking, if your friend has a card and you don't, you guys are going to be able to go to the same spot.
Yep.
Home delivery will be an option.
Which is awesome because there's a lot of people that need cannabis. So even if you're a medical user, you can use it recreationally and buy it recreationally, and sometimes you're going to want that shipped. Like, what if you can't
yeah.
walk, or what
yeah.
if you have trouble walking, or you have a bad back and you need it brought to your house?
Right. And if you're throwing a party, No, I get it. Not everybody is accessible to actually go out to their location. And some of these locations, I mean, some of these cities, I mean, if all these bands are here, right? There's some cities, like if you're up north,
right?
I mean, you're going to have to drive 100 miles or 200 miles to even get to the nearest store.
Right.
So hopefully those people will also deliver, or it's kind of like a group delivery.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, where you can like get with your neighbors and everyone get a delivery at once.
Yeah,
and...
yeah, kind of like a food truck. Like mm-hmm. the food
yeah,
truck comes
yeah,
like once
sense.
A week, something like that. We'll see. But no weed drive-thrus.
Which I get the sentiment.
So you telling me you cannot get like an Impossible Burger from White Castle and then get a joint at the same time at the same? No, not happening.
Like I see why they're doing it, but it's just so silly. You can buy alcohol through a window.
Can you really?
Well, in Illinois, I know you can. I don't know about that in Michigan.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm.
But yeah, probably. I mean, there was the.
There's alcohol delivery. I'm sure there's window. I mean, it right. would be nice to have a drive-up service, but I get it.
They, I get it.
Actually, I don't get it.
I mean,
no,
they
I
probably
don't.
Don't want you like taking it and then immediately lighting up and leaving. But the same could be said about alcohol.
That's.
So I think
now
it's just
I actually
a little
thought about it. I'm like,
control
this is
freakish.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right. It will be easier to start a recreational business than it would be a medical business, and really going to spend some time on this slide.
Yeah.
Okay? Because there's some confusion over licensing types. So, for the medical use, the application fee is $6,000.
Okay?
So, no matter what you're going for, grow, your process, your retail, your transportation company, or even a laboratory,
mm-hmm.
there's a $6,000 application fee. But then, there's another annual assessment fee.
Okay.
Meaning to actually get your license. So that's your application, non-refundable. But if you do get approved, you go through all the wilderness, you go through all the hoops and jumps, and then you get
you
this
get
license,
it.
Then you hit with another assessment fee that's annual between mm-hmm. $10,000 and $66,000.
And, wow.
And that's based upon how many licenses there are. So if there's only like 10 licenses, then most likely it's more towards the $60,000.
Right, because they want to make their money.
Right. Like, as a last I seen it, actually, as a retail store, it was $55,000. So
yearly.
Yes, every year. But it may go down as more stores come into the play, but it's based upon how many are actually in play.
All right, so we need to open more stores.
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully. We'll see.
That's the point.
And then the $10,000 is for actually the smallest grow license, which
okay.
is, for medical, 500 plants.
Okay.
Now remember, there's Class A for medical, but there's also Class A for recreational.
I wish they would have like kind of did them different.
Yeah, because people are gonna think, oh, I'm a Class A grower.
Like maybe Class X, Y, Z, but like A, B, D.
No, yeah. Then go on. Yeah, why do it the same?
I don't know.
I agree. So that's 500 plants. So Class A, but you also not for medical. There's capitalization requirements. So Class A, 500 plants. But you got to be able to prove $150,000
right.
clean for like the last 3 years, okay? Now, it still may even take you that. I don't see anyone doing a facility getting up to code for even less than 150. So even though if you have to show 150, you're most likely going to be using that whole 150,
right.
even for a 500 plant grow. I mean,
right.
you're talking about your legal fees, your license fees. I mean, even between legal fees and license fees, with licensing fees, you're already at like $60,000. Legal
wow.
fees,
yeah.
you're going to be between 25 at the best to $50,000. So you're already at $100,000 before you even open your doors. Okay.
Right.
So that's that. Or put
that's
a
crazy.
Seed in the ground. Then Class B is 1,000 plants. You got to show 300,000. And Class C is 1,500 plants.
And you have to show?
A half million.
Half million. Wow.
Half million. And then there's a processor. Now, a processor is, what do you think a processor is?
That's like when you make edibles or you make
yeah.
like concentrates
yeah.
or when you actually take the cannabis and do something with it
yes.
other than just pick it off the plant.
Yep, you turn it into a product. And you also have like a shrimp company.
Oh, that would
technically you're holding and you know
yeah.
you're processing
it.
The shrimp.
That would make sense.
But to do that as a shrimp company you gotta show $300,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
so you're probably not just trimming.
And that $300,000 that's almost needed too for that facility because you
mm-hmm.
have to get it up to a code, you gotta be fireproof,
right.
fire
yeah,
safety.
Yeah, that's a lot of lights.
There's a lot of things to do. And then a provision center, that's a retail store, aka dispensary.
Oh, okay.
And you have to show.
I was like, what's a provision center?
I know. Michigan, they didn't want to use the term dispensary. You can't use it in the advertising.
Right.
We wanted to use the word provision. So then we want to spell marijuana with like a H instead of a J. I mean, whatever. So
it's cannabis.
That's what it is. So, and then your safety compliance facility, that's $200,000. That is the lab testing. And then to become a secure transporter, driving and stuff around, that you got to show $200,000. So that's the medical side.
Okay.
Okay. Now we go to the adult side. Class A is 100 plants.
Right. Much smaller.
Which, as a caregiver, at the most you were growing with 72, right?
Right. Oh, okay. So it's like you get to
almost like a little step.
Spread your wings a little bit.
Yeah, a little step. You know, a little step. A little spread your wings. I like that. I'm like this up. Class B is 500 plants.
Okay.
And then Class C is 2,000 plants.
Whoa, that's like a big jump. 500 to 2,000.
It is. Now the fees for that. Let's look at the grow. So Class A, so $4,000 initial licensing fee. Remember I talked about before, it went from $10,000 to $66,000?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's only $4,000.
It's only $4,000.
Much easier.
Which is why they say that recreational or adult use licensing will be a little bit more cheaper. Not
right.
A little bit, but it's cheaper than it is for the medical
quite
side.
Quite a bit.
For a class four, 500 plants, it's $8,000
okay.
a year. Now, this is still a $6,000 application fee.
Okay, that's all the same application
right.
fee.
Same.
And non-refundable.
Same $6,000 non-refundable, okay? And then Class C is $40,000. That's the 2,000 plants, okay?
Another big jump.
Now, there's something interesting here called the Excess Marijuana Center, which means you could just, there's no number. So if you got the Class C, 2,000, you can only have five of those.
Oh, okay.
For these big, you know, someone put some money into this and said, well, we want to grow more than 10,000 plants.
That's
what if I
want to
grow 30,000 plants? Well, we got a license for you. It's called Excess Marijuana Grower. The rich getting richer.
Right, though? I feel like they should just be like, no, you only get this amount. Okay, 10,000 plants is quite a lot.
Yeah. But they got that in there so they can grow a little bit more to meet demand. Then you got the micro business.
Right.
So the micro business is actually you growing, you processing, and you retailing in the same location. So kind of like like a winery.
Yeah.
Or a craft brewery.
Right.
So you make the beer, process the beer, then you sell the beer.
I love that they have that in there.
But you can
like
only have one of
expect.
Them.
Well.
And the most plants you can grow is 150, which is...
Okay, that's still really good.
Right. You do a nice little niche.
Yeah.
But, and it's only, $8,000 for the annual licensing fee, $6,000 for your application. You still got your legal fees. Okay, you still got that. Then you got to find your building. You got to find the city at first after then.
Right.
Find your building. But the key thing here you got to pay attention to, as a micro business, a lot of people are like, you know, that's a good step as a caregiver. I'll go to a micro business. You got to be careful because you also got, it's not just growing. You also got to be smart to understand how to process.
Yeah.
Then you also got to be able to retail. Those are all different, you know, monsters.
Right.
Like, you just can't be, oh, I'm a great grower, I have a great product.
I'll do
things
this
Things are
all.
Just going to fall into place.
Or you need to find, like, a really good partner.
Yes, you got to have a good
help
team.
Help you.
Got to have a good team. So keep that in mind if you are looking at micro business. Really got to understand. And also, you got to meet the requirements for all three. So there is nothing different. So all the testing requirements or all the facility requirements,
mm-hmm.
you got to get the firewall, safety rooms. So you're still looking at over six figures to get your micro business in the play.
Yeah.
But you can deliver too. And you can have a social area.
Right.
So, yep. There's
some
place.
There's a lot of benefits, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of people that are really drawn to that.
Yes. So a marijuana processor, we talked about what a processor is.
Yep.
So for adult use, it's $40,000. A year as a fee. Still get your $6,000 application fee. And then we have the marijuana retailer, which for adult use is $25,000 a year. Remember I said between 10 and 66, and right now
the medical it's like is you 50, always know how
it's
much
25.
You're gonna pay.
Yeah, 25. And then you got the secure transporter, $25,000 a year, which is $6,000 fee. Now some of these also are going to fluctuate based upon, this is like the medium range.
Okay.
It can get higher based upon your sales. So if you're at a higher sales, you pay a higher annual fee. So instead of $25,000 as a retailer, you may pay $40,000. But if you're a smaller fish in the pond,
they don't make you pay
then
as
you
much.
Don't have to pay as much as everyone else.
That's nice. It's nice that they consider.
And then there's safety compliance facilities, that's the labs, same thing. And then there's a temporary marijuana event license.
Yes, I heard about this.
So you know the licenses that are like Hash Bash.
Yes.
Or what was the cannabis
club? Or
cannabis
cup.
Expo? Cup. Yeah.
From High
cannabis.
Times.
Yes. So all those places, which, I mean, I guess, you know, state got to get the little, you know, they got to regulate.
Yeah. But I also feel like it's to make sure that people are safe because you got to think if it's an outdoor place, you have to be 21 and up or 18 and up with a med card. because you can't just be kind of wandering around and having it be open because you can get the contact high.
But now you know the product that goes to these special events, it has to come from a licensed store or a licensed grow. So it's not like a BYOB type thing.
Oh, okay. Well, now that's different to
Yeah.
I thought I could just bring some pre-rolls.
I mean, you may, you know, and say that, you know, whatever.
I'm just going to sneak it in.
Yeah. And then you have the, we talk about social use. So yes. There's a designated, they don't call it social use or cannabis lounge or social lounge. They call it designated consumption space.
Okay.
All right. Or establishment. So you can have this on attached to some of your retail stores. But you can't sell cannabis out of there.
Right.
You can only have it delivered, I believe.
Okay. Maybe you could like bring it and it's kind of like the gifting. It's so there's a lot of confusion.
There is. Actually, you can actually get cannabis there, but if you're selling more than a pound of cannabis, it has to be brought to you by a secure transporter.
Okay.
See what smoking just did?
There you go.
See?
You just had to clear it.
Yeah, it did. So, but that cannabis that you get from a designated consumption area also has to come from a licensed retail store, or so it's like a closed loop.
Okay.
So it's not like people bringing in stuff, or you know, you can do like a farmer's market, nothing like that. So FYI.
Okay.
But those are licenses that people look for and ask for, and they are here. Any questions on licensing? I think that's that.
Yeah, and everything we're talking about, we have them in slides. You can go to cannabistherapynetwork.org/resources and download them from there.
And if I would not talk so much and just smoke, I wouldn't be keep going out over here. I'm sorry. But in the meantime, Jill was looking at me at the same time, rolling a whole nother one. She is key at this.
We were almost down.
Okay, thank you.
So
I should pass this. Unetiquette. I apologize. All right. Social equity plan in the works. So we talk about social equity. We talk about the article. They actually did come out with some rules, which pretty much they said if you have been arrested for any kind of marijuana conviction, you get 25% off your yearly assessment fee. 25% off. If you live in an area for more than 2 years that has been designated as a place that you have been disproportionately affected by the war on drugs, another 25% off.
That I think it's so fair.
That's 50% so far.
Yeah. Oh, and on top of it?
On top. That's 50%. And then there's another 10%. If you are a caregiver in the last 2 years, if you are a caregiver for 2 years with between 2008 and 2018, between 2008 and now.
Okay.
Any time in that, you were 2 years, you also get 10% off.
And it all stacks.
Yes. So that's a 60% off for the licensing
fees. They absolutely deserve it.
It does.
I mean...
It is. So those are some rules. Now, the key thing is, I mean, that's cute and dandy, but again... The location, gotta be able to get the location, and the capitalization to actually still get your legal fees together, still get your architect fees together. So you're still looking at. Thank you for the help on the licensing fees, but we also probably need some capitalization to actually help.
Some help
So hopefully this is and there's more to come, but it's in the works. In Michigan, I think we're leading the way of actually having one. Illinois. And Michigan are the two states leading the way of actually having a social equity program that works, not just talking about it. All right. And then the 19 communities we talked about for social equity, Albion, Benton Harbor. Benton Harbor. Ever been to Benton Harbor?
No.
Never been to Benton Harbor. Detroit, East Lansing, Ecorse, Flint, Highland Park, Hamtramck, Inkster, Kalamazoo. Is that Central? No?
Western. Don't you dare say
Mount Morris, Mount Pleasant, Muskegon, Niles, Pontiac, River Rouge, Saginaw, Ypsilanti. Saginaw actually just came out on the news today that they banned. Saginaw just banned it. So, granted, the list has been named, but again, it can't ban. And that's it. Main topic.
All right, and on to the next segment, the main takeaways, the key takeaways of today.
Yes, token takeaways, main takeaways. Token takeaways. So, from adult use laws, I guess what I take away from it is that really, this is going to come down to the state's only going to do so much. It's going to come down to the actual licensees.
Right.
Actually giving back to the community that they're benefiting off of. And us also supporting those who do that.
Right.
So if they don't respect your dollar, don't bother type thing. That's what I get from the whole adult use. But I see that they're trying to, I mean, they say we're trying to combat the black market. Like, we don't need another war.
We don't.
Like, this is not a fight, people. I mean, just simply treat
Let's make it easier for people to get into the industry, and then they're not likely to go to the black market.
Right. And if they do want to go to the black market, so what? What is it to you? What are they doing?
Does it hurt you?
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I get it. You want to regulate it. We want taxes. That's cool. But we can't over-regulate it. This is not regulated. It's called strangulation.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was good. Cool. Did you just think of that?
I did.
He's been practicing it all day.
I did. All right, pro tips.
Pro tips. So.
Semi-pro tips.
Make sure you're always following the law, obviously. and I don't know. It's just, what's your pro tip?
Mine's going to be actually find a good team. It's okay.
I had something, but
I didn't want to say nothing. I was just going to be like, yeah, okay, John. Nice tip, Jen. But on the business side, I do personal business. So business side, I would say be careful who you get in bed with. Be careful who you sleep with, who you get in bed with, because you see all the shiny, everybody got this green rush, and oh, this is great. But I mean, you're really getting married to these people who you are becoming partners with. And just if they were shady and ugly in other industries, they're just going to be shady and ugly in this industry. So don't just think because, you know, us all green because this has to do with cannabis. It's not. So on the business side, please be careful who you team up with. And you do need a team.
Right.
You do need a team to be able to navigate these complex waters. And then on the personal side, look into really growing your own. I mean, all this regulation and all this, I mean, who knows how the market's going to be. But if you can grow 12 plants on your own, you know, you flower 6, you veg 6, which we're going to do some more in the grow series. But I think that, you know, is my personal semi-pro tip. On the personal
He did
side.
Two tips, so that covers me too.
Personal bit, I did that. I did. We're good.
Cool. All right, so make sure you guys are sharing us. Subscribe to our channel, please. Comment below if you have any questions. I'm always going to be on responding. We really want to hear from you guys. We're doing this for you. So if you have any topics, ideas, questions, anything you want to know, please let us know. And be sure to go to cannabistherapynetwork.org. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
So she just took my whole line.
I know.
She became unhigh and just said, I'm going to do the whole thing. No, it was all good. No, it was good. Yes, please do subscribe. And again, what you mentioned earlier, all these notes, show notes, slideshows, and a bunch of other resources you can find at cannabisnetwork.org.
Cannabistherapynetwork.org.
That's why we have a picture that goes up there. So if I ever mess this up.
We're good.
Cannabistherapynetwork.org. Click on resources. And again, you can download the show notes and you share with a friend. Again, it's all about education. We all want a well-balanced, and we have no hidden agenda.
Yep.
You know, it's not about making everybody believe in cannabis and people don't want to believe. It's about just, this is the facts and believe what you want to believe.
Yep, exactly. Just education.
But let us people go with the weed. Let's go.
Thank you guys. We'll see you next week.
Set the Pharaoh.